colorful action message.
I'm delighted to have on the phone Gloria Ekeng, who is the stroke nurse consultant with Stroke Care International. Gloria also happens actually to have founded the organization. Gloria, welcome to Colorful Radio.
Thank you.
Gloria, can you tell us about Public Health England's Act Fast campaign and what you're hoping to achieve with it? Because I know you're part of that campaign.
Yeah, the campaign this year is on Act Fast. The aim is actually to create an awareness on acting fast, that if people notice any single one of the signs and symptoms of stroke, they should call 999.
Can you perhaps tell us a bit more of what we should be looking for when it comes to stroke?
Well, there are signs and symptoms that people can look out for. There is an acronym which is spelled FAST. F is for face. So you check if their face has fallen on one side or can they smile. If they cannot smile, know that there's something wrong, or if their face is actually drawn to one side. A is for arms. Can they raise both arms and keep them without one falling? S is for speech. Is their speech slurred?
Okay.
Can you make sense of what they are talking, or you do not understand them, or they cannot get the words out? If you find this, any single one of the signs, it is time to call. T is for time to call 999. And this year, we have Chizi Akodulu, the Holby City actress. She
is one
of the stroke ambassadors for this year.
Okay.
And Chris Akabusu, the Olympic and Commonwealth Games. He is also ambassador. These people are championing the stroke awareness for this year for the black and ethnic minorities. So it is a very serious campaign this year.
Well, great to hear that, in fact, because the risk of stroke, we understand, is higher among black and Asian people. Why is that?
Yes. A black person is twice more likely to have a stroke than their white counterpart. The reason being that some of this can be due to our lifestyle modification, our lifestyle, the way we eat and smoking and alcohol consumption. Some of it also can be genetic factors, you know, like this a history of stroke in the family due to, is it a high blood pressure or some heart disease or diabetes.
Mm.
This, and also we have sickle cell, which is a disease of predominantly the black and Asian race.
Thank you, Gloria. At this stage, let me introduce Charles Bossa. He's of Nigerian descent and he's a stroke survivor who suffered stroke at the age of 48. Charles, welcome to Colorful. So how are you? How's your day today, Charles?
Well, I just woke up, took my medication, waiting for your call.
Okay.
Okay,
so you've taken your medication for stroke, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, I ask you that because, of course, at the age of 48, you suffered stroke, is that right?
Yes.
But you're a living testimony that you can actually look after yourself well and continue life, healthy life going forward, right?
I have a carer, but I don't need them much. I do things for myself at the moment.
Great to hear.
I've been doing much better than before. Every day, improve.
That's so great to hear, Charles. So share with us and our listeners a bit more about what happened to you, and then you can tell us a bit more about the campaign and all the celebrities involved in the campaign that you are, the face of it currently.
Yes. I'm happy to tell that. You want me to tell you how I survived?
Yes. What happened? What happened to you, Charles? We all want to know, because it is a story that I think our listeners would find not only interesting but also informational for themselves, for someone they know, and so on. So share with us what happened to you and how you overcame it.
Yeah, I was in the bathroom getting ready to go to work when I received something like an electric shock on my head.
Wow.
You know, and I thought something has happened to me, but I don't know what I got out of the bathroom, you know, and then while I was walking towards my bedroom, I noticed that I was dragging my left leg.
Okay.
I look at the mirror on the wall. I saw that my face is not the face I used to know. It was badly drawn. And I said, this is not a face I knew. Do you understand?
Yes.
So what I did was I said, let me call ambulance. If they tell me that I'm okay, then I will get ready to go to work. While I sat down on my bed, I lost my balance. I couldn't even talk.
Wow.
But I managed to dial 999. While I was talking to them, they knew that I was in real trouble.
Mm.
How they came here, but within 10 minutes, they were in my door.
That's great to know.
And yes. And I was struggling, fighting. I was on the floor. And they had to coax me to open the door for them. I did.
Wow.
And they rushed me straight to King's College Hospital, where they put me through the scan and told me that my brain is full of blood and they are going to operate. But eventually decided not to operate because the ruptured vessel was supplying energy back to my brain again. And then that's how I begin to fight back.
Okay, good.
It was really a struggle. If I didn't call 999, I would have died in my home.
Wow.
You know?
And you happened to be alone at the time?
I was living on my own. It's terrible.
Wow.
I was on my own, to be quite honest with you. But if you listen, there is a campaign about fast.
Mm-hmm. Of course, yes.
I don't know anything about it. It's just I saw my face, that my face was drawn. Nothing is not what I knew.
Oh.
And that made me ring, dial 999.
Okay.
Do you understand? Okay. I called 999 immediately.
Okay.
But I lost my voice, everything. When I was completely paralyzed.
Mm.
Yeah, that little strength I have, I called emergency. That saved my life.
Well, you see, that is why your story is good testament for everyone else listening, because it's very important for us. You're sharing something that happened to you when you were by yourself. A lot of us are lucky enough to have family around us, so we all need to be aware of these things.
In the morning, you know, it's very good that you have your phone with you. Any symptom, your arm, your face, your speech,
yes.
Call 999 immediately. Even if you are not sure what is happening to you, just call 999 and that will save your life.
Great.
And that was exactly what I did. I have no idea what is going on. As soon as I received the electric shock in my head,
yes,
saw my face, that was not what it used to be.
Yes.
Then I called 999 immediately.
Yes. It's heartening to know that you managed to come through all of this, to share your story and to help others who potentially might go through it at some point or another, or they might know someone who might go through it at some point or another, but you've shared a story that would help them do what you did to save someone, either themselves or someone they love.
Yeah, I'm very happy to hear my story with everybody.
Thank you, Charles.
I'm glad to have to talk to you. I'm very happy. I hope my testimony will help others to live well.
What can we do, all of us, what can we do to prevent strokes?
Yes. First of all, if we think that we should look into our family history, see that if we had a relative who had a stroke in the past, check and see. Also check your blood pressure, see that it's controlled. If you're diabetic, make sure that you see your clinician, get it really controlled.
Okay.
And let's all look into a healthier lifestyle in our diet, exercising, and stop smoking is a very serious matter.
Okay.
We have to look into that as well. And perhaps stop or actually reduce our alcohol consumption. Okay. Live a healthier lifestyle. These are the things to do.
Okay. So finally, Gloria, where can our listeners go to find out more information?
Well, they can actually Google Act Fast Online.
Okay.
They will see all this information there.
Search for ACT FAST and you'll find all that information you need.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, Gloria Ekeng, stroke nurse consultant with Stroke Care International, who is also deeply involved, heavily involved with Public Health England's ACT FAST campaign. Gloria Ekeng, nurse consultant with Stroke Care International, also founder of Stroke Care International. We really appreciate your time today. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.
Colourful action message.